In the day's other news, China's National People's Congress ratified plans for a national security law to tighten Beijing's control over Hong Kong. The ceremonial legislature's action means that the new law could take effect in September. The proposal has sparked new protests in Hong Kong. We'll take a closer look later in the program. Back in Washington, House Democratic leaders have shelved a bill to renew surveillance tools after President Trump promised a veto. He has linked provisions in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, to what he calls abuses in the Russia investigation. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blamed Republicans for following his lead.
The president said he would veto the bill, so all of the Republicans then abandoned their commitment to security. And said that they were going to vote against the bill. This has always been bipartisan.
Progressive Democrats in the House also came out against the surveillance bill. Today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy defended the Republicans' reversal in the light of the veto threat.
There was a concern that this was not going to be signed. So I said, why don't you pause and why don't we work on this with the administration? Because I'm not interested in doing some political game, because I believe FISA is very important. And let's solve the concerns and let's make law.
The bill originally passed the House with bipartisan support, but was amended in the Senate. Now the two chambers will negotiate. President Trump signed an executive order today aimed at social media companies. He accused them of bias against conservatives, and he directed federal agencies to consider rolling back their legal liability protections. The president acted after Twitter instituted fact checks on two of his tweets. The tweets claimed, without proof, that mail-in voting is rife with fraud. A battle over balloting in Texas is moving to the federal courts. That is after the all-Republican state Supreme Court blocked mail-in voting for those who cite fear of the coronavirus. State Democrats favor expanded voting by mail, and they say they will pursue a separate federal lawsuit. On Wall Street today, stocks fell as U.S. tensions with China rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 147 points to close at 25,400. The Nasdaq fell 43 points, and the S&P 500 gave up 6. And the Boston Marathon has been canceled for the first time in its 124-year history due to the pandemic. The race had already been delayed until September, but organizers officially scratched it today. Instead, runners who verify they ran a marathon on their own will get a finisher's medal. Still to come on the NewsHour, the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve discusses the economic calamity of COVID-19. China's government passes a law to exert more control over semi-autonomous Hong Kong. We mark how passing 100,000 coronavirus deaths will reshape the U.S. and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.